cut the fat. The meat bench had a metal backing with thick wooden boards for cutting. The owner's father was teaching his apprentice how to tie a roast while he was picking up buckets of leaned-out chuck that was chopped up for hamburg. When you go out to the cooler, I want you to bring me out a box chuck so we can get me a face while you're at it. What's a face? The apprentice asked. The face is a knuckle. That's what we called it back in the day. In a few moments, the apprentice brought out a box chuck and a few cryovac packages of knuckles and placed them on the bench. The apprentice took out a box of chuck, leaving them out the shoulder and heaving it on the bench. Use the back of a knife, then open them up so you don't have to cut into the meat. And here, take a smock to pick up them and keep the blood in the package. I don't want you making a mess. The apprentice opened up both the chuck and the knuckle, drying up the loose blood with a smock. I'll show you how to break down the chuck for a chuck roast. The old meat cutter pointed to a long teardrop-shaped piece of meat on the back of the chuck. I'll start with a jet. It's a trapezius muscle, but we call it the jet. Remember that everything comes apart in seams. He grabbed his boning knife and knife sharpener. This is why I tell you to keep a sharp blade. I mean it. When you're breaking down cattle, use the tip of the knife. It's very important. The old man took his boning knife in one hand and a small hook in the other hand. He dug the hook into the outer layer of the fat of the chuck, peeling back the teardrop-shaped piece of meat. He placed the jet on the bench. I'll show you how to take out the gristle in the middle, and then we can save that for ground sirloin or cube steak. It's a very lean piece of meat, and that's what I use it for. The old man slid over the chuck to the apprentice. I want you to start seaming out the cap of the chuck. I took out the jet, and if you follow the seam, you'll cut a big chunk of straight fat. To give you an idea of the cattle's anatomy, a box chuck is the upper back and shoulder area, ending where the ribeye begins. That's where there's a thick layer of fat, because they store that to deal with the cold temperatures. Unless we're making beef sausage, I don't have a use for it. The apprentice started to cut back the cap of the outer layer of the fatty chuck, carving out the solid piece of fat. Let me show you a trick. When you're breaking down the seam, use your wrist. It'll show you greater control so you don't cut into the meat, and use the tip of your knife. The apprentice peeled off the cap of the chuck. Good. Put that aside, and you'll lean that out for hamburg. The old man flipped over the chuck. This is a short rib, pointing to the small section where the chuck meets the rib bones. Some customers like this for barbecuing. It's a little tough, but it's full of flavor. You cut out the short rib section, put a cushion on it, and put it in a bag in the cooler. The apprentice did what he was asked to do, walking back to the bench a minute later. Next, I'll show you how to square off the chuck roll into a chuck roast. The old man cut off the end of the chuck, narrowing it, throwing the remains to the pile to be cut up for hamburg. On the bench was a large, lean-looking piece of beef that was ready to be tied into a roast. This is what will be the chuck roast, and after I show you how to tie it, I'll have you put it in a plastic bag and hang it from one of the hooks so the blood can drain. The old man and the apprentice started to cut chunks of fatty cattle back meat into the stock for hamburg. Lean out the pieces and remember the rule. Always split the fat with the customer. Fat is profit in this business, but we make our hamburg lean. It's not like back in the day when meat was expensive. Customers care about their health, so we lean our hamburg. The old man and the apprentice leaned out the chuck and cut it up for shoulder and hamburg stock, mixing it before putting it in the metal tubs for grinding. The apprentice put the knuckle meat in front of the old meat cutter. The face comes from the upper thigh area of the cattle. You can make a spoon roast out of it, but it's tough and lean, and that's why I make cube steak or stir fry and lean stew meat with it. Then there's a thick gristle. That's the attaching tendon. That's where I start. The veteran meat cutter started to seam the knuckle into three different pieces of meat. The knuckle isn't an expensive piece of meat, so if you screw this up, you can always blend it and grind it in for ground sirloin. The apprentice followed suit, breaking down the knuckle into three different pieces of meat, cutting out the excessive fat and gristle. Then he grabbed the fish bucket, separating the meat with pieces of paper, and put them in the cooler. When the apprentice returned to the bench, they started to tie the roast.